This is JIS News. Coming up, Fire Brigade continues extinguishing efforts in Riverton City community. Prime Minister says Jamaica is fully committed to addressing poverty, and Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015 to come into effect April 15. The news in detail after this message.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians,
take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is reporting that Monday's fire at a tire shop on Westbrook Avenue in the Riverton City community is now under control. Public Relations Officer at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ibanks, says firefighters are working to have the fire extinguished as soon as possible. Meanwhile, local government minister Noel Arscott has advised that the fire, which was earlier reported to be at the Riverton disposal site, was in fact at a shop off Spanish Town Road.
The fire this morning off the Spanish Town Road was definitely not Riverton disposal site. Some private persons had stocks of tires and other stuff on a lot that caught fire. Quite a bit of fire, but the Jamaica Fire Brigade as well as the security forces were quick on the scene.
Persons are being urged to exercise caution in preventing situations like this from happening in the near future. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says Jamaica is fully committed to addressing the issue of poverty. Mr. Simpson-Miller notes that steady progress has been made in certain areas, including access to health, education, sports, culture, housing, and social security. She was addressing the 7th Summit of the Americas in Panama City recently.
While we pursue greater levels of economic growth, we have also been implementing a number of programs to protect and empower the most vulnerable, enhance their productive capacities, and improve their well-being.
The summit, which occurs every 3 years, offers the opportunity for countries to jointly define a hemispheric agenda at the highest level to address urgent challenges and propel positive change. The 7th Summit of the Americas was held under the theme Prosperity with Equity, the Challenge of Cooperation in the Americas. The Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015, which was passed by both houses of parliament in February, has been gazetted. The amended law will come into effect on April 15. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the legislation, commonly referred to as the Ganja Law, is expected to have a number of positive implications for Jamaica. In a release from the ministry, the minister says Jamaica is approaching these reforms in a responsible manner and in keeping with international obligations. He adds that the benefits of these reforms would be significant. Minister Golding says the possible negative implications of the law will be mitigated by a public education campaign to discourage ganja use by adolescents, persons with mental disorders, pregnant women, and other vulnerable groups. And Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaite is hailing the just-concluded visit to the island by United States President Barack Obama as a positive in terms of prospects for education and youth development in general. He cites in particular the U.S. $70 million development program, which will benefit young people in Latin America and the Caribbean, particularly in the areas of education, training, and employment. President Obama announced the program at a special town hall meeting with youth leaders at the University of the West Indies, Mona, on April 9. Minister Thwaite says he was also encouraged by President Obama's expressed support for the traditional programs of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, in areas of education, literacy, and teacher training.
We exchange views on certain areas of training for skills that the United States needs and which we, Jamaica, has historically provided and could continue in the future, which would boost opportunity and employment. So all in all, a good visit for education.
Minister Thwaite was speaking to journalists following a wreath-laying ceremony at the National Heroes Park in Kingston recently. President Obama, who arrived on the island on April 8, departed April 9 for the Summit of the Americas in Panama. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.